for life advice and psychology. Call Kevin, he's a prodigy.
Honestly. Hi, I'm Kevin. This is Kevin Psychology. We're all told that food is bad for us, right? Well, certain foods. We're told that kale is a great food for us. We're told that kale is the best. But there are some foods that we're told that we should never eat. Like bacon. That's my favorite food. I named my production company Crazy Bacon Productions. Well, there are some foods that people just get on us for eating. Like hot dogs. Have you ever eaten a hot dog without someone saying, "Oh my gosh, do you know how they make those?" I don't want to know. Well, I realize though that some people do take it to the extremes though. Because there's this guy that emailed me, and he said he got sued. His name's Tom. His friend Joe was watching him eating McNuggets. And his friend said, "Hey, gross, you're eating those? I'm gonna sue you for eating those." And Tom was just like, "What?" And he got sued. And his reputation has been going down since he got sued. He's been fired. Because people don't know what he's been sued for. Of course, he won the case. But his reputation is just failing. And he says that he wants to get revenge on the person. What can he do? Tom, getting revenge on people is never the best way to act. You do not want to hurt people unless they are trying to hurt you. You don't start the fight, you end the fight. A lot of people think that self-defense, we should all have self-defense. And someone, your friend Joe, was offended by something that you shouldn't really be offended by. Something just so ridiculous, and he sued you for it? If you're getting fired, if this stuff is happening to you, then you can sue Joe for causing you personal harm. Because really, I don't know anyone who would sue for that. That's such a weird and odd case. So bizarre. All I'm saying is, if someone does something really just stupid and ruins you, you don't have to get revenge on them. But you can help yourself in self-defense. If you have been losing your job, getting a worse reputation, you can sue him, but not for revenge. To help yourself. Self-defense and revenge are two very different things. Unfortunately, some people don't think that. We all need to learn self-defense. Because we need to treat our body like a temple. We need to show that we can use the gifts that we've been given. And that is my verdict. We're always upset when a friend that we're very close with does something to ruin our trust for them. Or tells you something that isn't true. Or gives you advice turns out to be disastrous. Aren't we all really, really upset when that happens? It happens so many times, you'd think we would have learned by now. Friends don't really know what they're talking about. And if you think that, oh, your friend doesn't know what they're talking about, well, you're their friend too. Maybe you're telling them stuff too. Maybe you don't know what you're talking about. If you want to offer good advice to a friend, don't. If you want to offer good advice to a friend, tell them not to take your advice. Tell them to ask their parents, or ask someone who's been around longer, who's superior. That's the reason why there is so much sin in our culture today. It's because instead of asking wiser people, people just ask each other for help. And of course, we don't really know, so we just come up with stuff that's wrong. If your friend gives you bad advice, it's not really their fault. It's kind of yours. And if your friend does something to betray you, to make you don't want to trust them, they're still your friend. You have to forgive them. Okay. Maybe you don't have to. But you should. It's important. Forgiveness. If God didn't forgive us, then whoa. Forgiveness is a huge element in our world that we need to start using. There's so much sin in our culture today. And I know I'm starting to sound theological, but it's true. I'm not your average psychologist. I'm not one. You get in, you sit on the couch, you tell them their problems. And they tell something for you. They just give you some random advice. I'm here to feel your problems. I give you my wisdom. If you don't agree with my wisdom, okay. You don't agree with me. That's okay. Because I don't always know what I'm talking about either. I try my best. But really, your best bet is just to talk it out with somebody who is superior, who is wise. I think we all just need to start doing that. And that is my verdict. This has been Kevin Psychology.
For life advice and psychology, call Kevin, he's a prodigy.
Honestly.